to the independent woman.
Blog Talk Radio.
We've been working hard for her. This is just my way of letting you know. I see you there. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Lady, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx. Lady.
I love her cause she got her own man. She don't need mine to sleep my alone. There ain't nothing that's wrong that thing. In the club before, but don't need me. Young and attendant, yeah, she work hard. She can't tell from the way that she walks. Don't slow down, cause she ain't got time. She'll be complaining, yeah, sure it goes right. Don't expect nothing from no guy. The place the best is, but you still try. You never know her from the sky. By looking in her eyes, knowing she can do for herself, makes me wanna give her my best. Only kind of girl I want. Independent queen working for her soul. I live because she got her own. I love her cause she got her own. I love it when she say, I got it. I love it when she say, got it. I love it cause she got her own. I'm gonna need my sister and mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than a girl that wants but don't need me. Love me, baby, like this fire. But she got a drop and matches my drop. Sexy thing, keep her fly. All up in a billboard drum. She don't look at me like Captain Tatum. No digging, no shit, don't do that. Now she look at me like inspiration. She wanna be complimenting my track. And everywhere she got, she works for it. She likes me for it. She takes pride in claiming that she pays for it. Only kind of girl I want. Independent queen working for her first. I love her cause she got her own. She got her own. I love her cause she got her own.
show what it has been.
appreciative of so much. So you will see a lot of congratulations shows this month in a lot of different ways and capacities. So I want to start off kicking off this month, and our first Soulful Sunday was saying thank you to our fans. The number 7 is the number of completion. And when I started this show, I started this show to inspire and to teach my audience just different information. And not necessarily to be right on all of my viewpoints and standpoints, but to start an objective conversation and dialogue to encourage us to go do things. And you guys have inspired me to get better and be better. We have been doing this now since 2008. And after all of these years of doing this and having the opportunity to talk to you guys, I just want to humbly say thank you for allowing this show, this podcast, and this syndication to be with us. And we have never, ever been corporate sponsored. We've never raised a dollar. We've never taken financial contribution other than putting it directly back into the show. And so I want to thank all the people over the years who have also added to it. So we've done our thank you. Now let's get into the fun part. Ooh-wee. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. Welcome to T-Spot Studios. I am your host, Big Bap. I hope you have you something nice and warm beside you. If she is, I hope y'all get real, real comfortable. And if the person that you would like to be next to is not next to you, I want you to get in a nice, comfortable position, and I want you to think of their presence and their aura with you as we go on this magical journey of words, expression, art, and culture. Because, see, this is real grown folks conversation. I hope that you're at least over 30 for this conversation tonight, because we're going to talk. This ain't for the kids. This ain't for the younger crowd tonight. We're going to really talk. We're going to get into some things. Because I told CJ, I said, tonight I need you to bring your ugly. Matter of fact, speaking, we are missing a co-host. Welcome, my wonderful, beautiful, talented, multi-talented co-host, Miss CJ, to the mic. What a new show.
Hi, guys.
Ooh, she came in here with a high. Listen, that's a lot of energy you just gave the world. You like, you just, whew, real quick. What's good? Now, is there a big smile on your face? What's popping? Talk to the people.
There is a big smile on my face. No, life is good. I just had a birthday. Life is good.
Hold on. You know, listen, you even forgot we took a week off, and now we had been gone because somebody had a birthday. Now, tell us about this birthday because somebody had a whole birthday.
Oh, my goodness. I ain't going to tell y'all how old I am. It ain't that old. But anyway.
What you mean you ain't that old? What you mean, 14?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, this is an adult show. I'm going to need you to be older than 14. Like, you're going to have to
Well,
be
if you believe that lie, then, you know, whatever.
Hey, people assume anything in this lifetime.
Okay. Well, I'm over 21. That's that.
Okay, thank you.
I'm over 25.
I'm not this.
I'm over 25, guys. Over 25. I had the best birthday that I have had in the history of all my birthdays combined.
Oh, wow.
I was at such peace. I had people around me that loved me. My baby was there. I talked to everybody that was important to me that day. I talked to people that I hadn't seen in centuries. Like,
wait, how old are you?
Like,
Now you said you're 14. Now you went centuries. Now, ma'am, I'm gonna have to listen. Now some of this hyperbole, we're gonna have to check today.
Okay, understand. You have to ask me which lifetime am I talking about.
Okay, Erica. Come on.
Because some of these people was from lifetimes ago. Like, the person that they knew doesn't even exist anymore.
Ooh. Oh, we spit in the 90s.
But it was the best birthday, hands down. Listen, SCB Catering, shout out to freaking SCB Catering because... Let me just explain, y'all. I absolutely am from Louisiana. That being said, salmon croquettes is a big thing in my world. Big thing in my world. I had salmon croquettes. They were delicious. Freaking phenomenal. Like, yeah. I don't even remember what else I ate that day. I ate a lot of food that day, but the salmon croquettes was, like, at the top of the list for that particular day.
Man, you sound like you just said it all over the microphone. Like, I just want you to know, to the rest of the world, it sounds like you just came all over the microphone.
And they would have came, too, had they had some salmon croquettes under the fuck stand.
Okay.
Because they was bomb. We're not even, listen, the next day, I think, the next day I had, somewhere in there, I had French toast. There were lots of drinks. I had a sangria somewhere in there. It was so good. Oh, the sangria. That was wonderful. My favorite part of the whole thing, my last two favorite parts of my whole birthday, there were two particular parts that were absolutely my favorite. I just want to say that we turned up so hard that we didn't even cut the cake on my birthday. We cut the cake the day after my birthday.
Oh, did we lose you, CJ? She may have locked out, y'all. It's cool because we're supposed to get ready for a commercial break. So if she don't come back in, listen. When I tell y'all, we do amazing things, y'all, and you have to get a part of people who want to see you grow up. And that is the thing that I have been pushing to all those who have, you know, ever come around me. Like, it's you have to push past selfish acts, and it has to be for the greater good. Because when you're gone, when you're no longer able to walk on this earth, like, did that information get pushed to the next generation? Are those, you know, we laugh all the time at our kids and our families and things not having information, but it's not because they don't have the information. It's not that they lack the information. It's because we didn't take the time to ensure that they have the information. And that starts with love, friends. It is so much easier and so much more, you decided to come back, so you didn't touch your screen, did you?
I didn't touch my screen. It blanked right out. I looked up and I was like, "Aw, man."
Yeah, see, I told you I have to get used to it when you work and do from different formats, y'all. But we're due for a commercial break, so I'm gonna let CJ take the last 60 seconds to wrap up her birthday, so she don't feel like I'm just cutting her off her birthday. You go ahead, wrap up your birthday.
I mean, you can literally do that. It's okay. I don't know where I left off at or what y'all heard last.
Well, you were talking about, you said the sangrias, and then you said, I'm going to talk about my two favorite parts, and then, you know, you died.
Okay, so my two favorite parts, my fault. My two favorite parts, real quick. The cake. Touched my whole soul, that cake. It was, if you know me, you know Red Velvet is my absolute favorite. And that cake literally touched my whole soul. And blessed me in a way that I will never be the same. That cake was wonderful. My absolute favorite part, though, outside of the cake, because the cake I could go on for forever. literally, I could go on for forever about that cake. But my absolute favorite part was the photo shoot that we did for my birthday. There were some very special people involved of the spirit, did some very wonderful work. Photobomb did some extremely wonderful work. I really had a blast for my birthday, and I just want to thank everybody that was involved.
Oh,
thank you, guys.
Oh, listen, birthdays, you know how I feel about birthdays. Birthdays to me are personal holidays. So in honor of your birthday, CJ, I'm going to put it on. I'm going to mute her because I don't want to hear her scream when I play the next song that I'm going to play. But, you know, in honor of CJ's birthday, I just hope that if you are having a birthday in this month and you feel like I feel about birthdays, you have a great Jay-Z. Y'all know that this man is single now. Like, his divorce is final, so we just gonna tear it up. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Jay-Z.
What up? Hey man, what I told you earlier, man, I can feel that.
Head down to my trap, got the forehead stone, the trap and I'm dead. She went on my time for sure, in the bed, and got my pants on, so she never hit the door. She got rest on my time. Who knows, two shacks of patrol, and she never knew. I took her to the girl, and a chunk in my phone.
You ain't seen anything fucking feeling like that. I'm a cat, baby mama, no bitch, no wife. Like Park, you need a thug in your life. But a young nigga to spring, come through and beat it up. Let your man be the free, he can eat it up. Started got the fine shoe, let me die yet. Got an Aquafina flow, call it West. Baby, good with a mouth, that's the right thing. Got a head on the shoulder, that's the right thing. 6 years for these bitches, you already know. Bass like Trina and a ass like Jackie O. Got a gangsta on the mission, miss. Best believe I know all the right perceptions. Turn like a slope from the front, fast from the back. Put the pound game on and hit her from the back. I'm young and thugging, I don't give a fuck. He can make love to you, I'ma be loved.
Down to my trap, got the forehead stone. Been trapping all day, can't wait for my time. For sure, bitch, they got my pants on. I'm checking in the door, she got rest on my time. Who wants two shots of patrol? When she got a loose back in the car, I'm a girl. And the junk in my phone, and I'm mad.
Stop in the coupe, Lord knows she's a star. For some strange reason, till I can do it in the car. See the type that be running her mouth. So I keep it gangster with her, let her come through the house. Let her play matter with slick. When we in the bedroom, start to play with the stick. I know just how to handle her. No amateur, baby, I got stamina. She's in the deck, now she grinding to the beat. Legs vibrating, now she messing up my sheet. Got a fist full of hair and a fist full of ass. She came first, I came last. Roll the grass.
Patrolling, man. True pros with this shit, we ain't new tech. We drill hoes. switch them up like kitty cats. Y'all
to my track.
DJ, it's a whole vibe tonight, Shawty.
And is.
Listen, because we are in spring, and I need people to understand it is spring. Listen. I gotta do my shout out. I gotta do my commercial before I get you know me, I get excited. Real easy. So listen. Y'all, first off I wanna give a shout out to our sponsor for this month. And if you go click on their website, and the website is www.tailoredservices.com. So TailoredS Victor Charles Sierra.com. So that's TailoredSVCS.com. And what I wanted to say is the way she developed this site, I want to give her just kudos. Because sometimes I don't think people take the time to really see what people do. So the first thing that stands out is right now the opening message. So it says subscribe, but it has thank you in almost every language known to man on it. But it's the opening message. I would like to take the time to thank you for your business. More services are becoming available soon. Please explore our new website. Subscribe to be notified of services, availability, and specials. Her name, owner, and the subscribe button. And then you can exit out. And then it goes into all of the different services. And we're going to, each commercial break, we're going to highlight some of the different services that they have. But I wanted to get started with the thank you message, because I think so many businesses lose focus on telling people thank you. We get so caught up in making money that we forget that we do also need to thank people for their time, their effort, their energy, their sacrifice, and the things that they do. I'm going to get back to supposed to be reading, which is Black History of World History. Doom, doom, doom. So, CJ.
Yes.
We're getting ready to talk about a very, very famous man. I actually watched the video on him this morning, so I just wanted to let people know who this man was. He was born in February 18, 1894. He was born in Los Angeles to the parents of Chester Stanley and Leela Wright Williams. He and his brother were placed in foster care, and their mother and father both passed away of the same illness, tuberculosis, in 1896. So, dang, 2 years old. Whew. And 1897, respectively. So by the time they were three, their parents were no longer on earth. He was eventually adopted by C.I. Clarkson and his wife. As a child, Williams always knew he wanted to be an architect. He attended an elementary school where he was the only African-American student. He later worked as a landscape architect for Wilbur Cook Jr. after completing his studies at the Los Angeles School of Arts and Design. And the local branch design and the local branch of New York Institute for Design and the Stellar. He attended the Southern Cal from 1916 to 1919, where he acquired a degree in architectural engineering. He also designed several residential buildings while he was a student there. Wow. Williams won the architectural competition at age 25, worked for the Los Angeles architect John C. Austin from 1921 through 1924, eventually became a chief draftsman and established his own office. He designed over 3,000 buildings over the course of his career, including homes for movie stars and billionaires in Southern California. His work had significant impact to modern Los Angeles, and he took the projects that would improve lives in Black communities. Colonial-style residents in Silver Lake, California. William was a renowned draftsman. I said that twice. As He's done several things. He was able to draw upside down because when he was first started working as a draftsman, he wasn't able to sit side by side with the client, so he mastered the art of sketching upside down, and he learned how to do that as well. Some of the significant properties that he has designed in his career are modern in Hollywood. Many of them are recognizable. Those things include the Beverly Hills Hotel, the original NCA headquarters building, the LAX airport, and other works. The Los Angeles Superior Court, St. Jude's Children's Research and Hospital, the Golden State Mutual Life Building, and then he's also done some public notes and construction and other billionaires and millionaires, and I think Denzel Washington currently lives or has a property in one of the designs that he has built. So that is Mr., without further ado, Paul Revere Williams. And he is probably one of the greatest architectures in the 20th century. So, Mr. Williams. Whew, a lot of words, girl. A lot of words. I hadn't did a Black History and World History like that in a long time. That was a lot of words. Jesus.
Good history.
What did you learn about them, though? What stood out for you?
It was the drawing upside down for me. Because I could not imagine having to be forced to learn a new skill because people want my work but don't want me.
Mm-hmm. But that still happens today. I mean, that still happens today. People want your work. They want your, and you see it in all different types of facets. They want what you bring to the table. They want the assets of that. They don't necessarily always want you. And you have to learn how to not necessarily fight past that, because I'm not a believer in fighting past that, but you have to know your worth and your value and how to move past that.
Right.
And that's what he did. He took that challenge and he met it head on. And I think so many of us, and this is just me speaking in general, this is not predicated in one person, but so many of us get fixated on why we can't do something and we don't figure out a solution to navigate the problem. And I think that if we begin to have mindsets of not navigating problems, that I think as a society we become stuck and stagnant. And so, and the reason why that very particular skill stood out to me is because I had to learn to read upside down. I sat in the legal system so many times as a youth, not because I committed crimes, just because I was a part of the system as a youth, that one of the best things learning how to do was just sit there and read upside down. And it became a skill that became valuable in so many different aspects. So many times there are little intricate things that you pick up along the way that benefit you that people do not realize. It's more than just a significant skill. It's almost a complete asset to yourself. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right after this. We're going to still be on some vibe, just mellow shit. So we just going to vibe out. And I love y'all. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hey, come on. I'm gonna be a little bit more. You're gonna see it for the back on the floor.
World Health Day, I'm sorry. So if you celebrate that or wanted to participate in that, it's World Health Day. Today is also Divine Mercy Sunday. Come one, come all, celebrate your mercy, love, whatever that. Again, y'all, all these days I don't make up. I forgot why I love April. We be having some fucked up crazy days. We get into the good ones now. Today is also National Explore Your Career Options Week. So if you're looking at refocusing, repurposing your business or mindset in your career, this is the day and week to do that. Today is also National Geologist Day. If you like rocks and you like to play with rocks, that's your thing, go get you some rocks. It's also International Beaver Day.
Oh, Lord.
I always love that one. Our four-footed friends that are engineers is International Beaver Day. It's also International Snail Paperclip Day. Flip over newspapers and consume the hand-picked pieces of news as we mark it with today. I don't know what that day is. That's some things that's probably been around before me. Today is National Make the First Movie Day. Today is also Metric Systems Day, so anything that uses metric systems. Today is also, Fat Boy and Me. Today is National Coffee Cake Day. So if you had coffee cake this morning, that's definitely it. Today is National Motherhood and Beauty Day. So if you did something that's motherhood. Today is National Girl Me Too, celebrating and appreciating women and all of their achievements. Today is National No Housework Day. Damn, I fucked that one up.
I did not celebrate that one.
I fucked that one all the way up. I kicked that motherfucker down the street. No National Work Day. Today is also National Pet Health Insurance Day. Wait, pets got insurance too now? God, pets, they can find anything to put some insurance on. Shit. And then today is also Public Television Day. So take a moment to think about the important role public television plays in our society. Definitely, because PBS is my shit.
Yeah. Great time.
For those of you who would like to know for tomorrow, I got to go. I already know my wife's going to make me go to the store tomorrow. Tomorrow's National Empanada Day.
Oh.
I already heard her in the back. Ooh. She is going to be pulling up a recipe right now. I can tell you, we're making empanadas tomorrow. I know her. Tomorrow's actually Baby Massage Day. Tomorrow's also Draw a Bird Day. Tomorrow's also International Pageant Day. Tomorrow's International Kids Yoga Day. Tomorrow's International Feng Shui Awareness Day. Get your chi right. That's what that means. Tomorrow's International... Hold on, I have to make sure I'm reading this right. Tomorrow is National All Is Ours Day. Paris or relax in your favorite spot in the garden. So basically go find your favorite outside spot in like a garden or somewhere that's beautiful and go just chill and have a good day. Tomorrow is also National Dog Fighting Awareness. So basically just remember Michael Vick. Tomorrow's also National Zoo Lovers Day. Tomorrow's also Pygmy Hippo Day, and tomorrow's also National Step in the Spotlight Day. Oh, and it's all my homeboy, his trading card day for grown up. That would be something he would definitely do. And that's it. So which one of those things you are participating in, ma'am, today and tomorrow?
Because I already know we're going to be doing some empanadas. I can tell you, she will have a recipe by tomorrow. So,
empanadas sound great. The coffee cake sounded really good. Yeah. Maybe a coffee cake, but yeah.
Well, you know, because, you know, fat boys like
me. Who's a chunky girl, okay?
Oh, I'm blaming it on y'all, because y'all been, first off, let me, y'all gonna stop trying to feed me. I am trying to get sexy. I need to get down to 195. I have been at 20, well, okay. Y'all, so we don't really know how this happened. Like, at one point, I was 17 to 20, and then, like, everybody got sick for, like, 4 days, and then we all, like, dropped 15 pounds, but we haven't been able to gain weight since. Like, it's been the weirdest shit ever, like, because, like, and then, because, like, for your birthday, I lost 2 pounds.
Me too, but we ate the whole
I'm like, yo, we ate, bro, we ate. I mean, we
the whole weekend, three times a day, cooked meals.
From Friday to Monday, listen, come Tuesday, I didn't even want to see food. I was like, if a motherfucker trying to give me some food.
Yeah, I didn't eat for 2 days. I know for 2 days I didn't eat.
And I'm still losing weight. Like, it's how? So, like, so listen, eating healthy. If you properly eat healthy and make your own food, y'all, and just add a little exercise, you will begin to lose some weight. That's all. That's all I can tell you. Well, we got like 3 minutes before you can do to take our next commercial break. So what's been going on in your world? Other than your birthday, what else is going on?
Life, business, kids, family, relationships, life. Mm-hmm. All the things.
Okay. I've been trying to be a stripper. I live in the county where that's outlawed.
I'm
going to
hit the club and dance like a stripper.
Hey. I'm glad we're not going in the direction of the music that you just said out loud and the music that I'm about to play out loud. I'm just glad we're going in opposite directions tonight, because I don't need, listen, we don't need no babies being made right now. Like, we know what signs get made when they start making babies in spring. The motherfucker is crazy. So, need y'all to behave right now. We don't need no new baby. None. Keep yourself wholesome right now, okay? Let's wait. Let's wait at least about another good 60 days before we start procreating. we would appreciate y'all very much if y'all could just wait.
About 60 days. Wait, wait.
Wow.
I gotta wait till
summer. Wow, 60 days before y'all start first reading. I'd highly much appreciate it. All right, y'all, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm feeling like champion fly. We're gonna be lifting reach to the moon. It's up to the people in my world. I'll move on to the man. All I see to a loved one. Just up to the night. Like a feeling fly. Going on a hybrid fly. Hopes up to a low. Hopes up to a low. Everything is nice. Yeah. Jump. Oh, everything is nice. And if you pop up, you feel your pop. The music I play till the speaker call. And when we click, we sing I like it raw. She a wine and a romance it raw. Reaching out to all the 9 to 5. Where you put in the work and a fight to try. You we can use it. Easy eggs and stress and all the vibes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a feeling fly, going on a hybrid fly, hopes up to a low, everything is light blue. Everything is light. I'm feeling high, champion fly. Work hard every day till we reach to the moon. It's up to the people and we work hard. All hold on to the mark. All I see to a loved one. Jump up tonight. Like a thing you can drive. Going on a hybrid flight. Hopes up to a low. Hopes up to a low. Everything is nice. Oh, oh, oh. Everything is nice. Sometimes no say you're stressed out. Got the bills and pending. All the loss, everything where you work every day and invest in.
Watch and know.
Touch the club, find a girl and bubble fan. Find a party, we take out the trouble and bust full of the chase this one. To every victim and all the rest and me. Like a thing in the sky. Going on a hybrid flight. Don't stop, roll up. Everything is nice.
All right, CJ, we are back in the building, and I didn't even want to take a long one on that one. I just wanted to just clear the atmosphere a little bit. What they do is get the hip. Ooh, hold on. We gotta go back. We got to go back to our sponsor today. We got some other things over here. We got the Taylor Learning Academy and Training Center. So here's what they got on here. It says, we offer a wide range of learning experiences utilizing certified trainers and guest speakers of various expertise. We also have academic and peer tutoring available to assist with expanding skills to further enhance and develop knowledge in different subject areas. To register for upcoming trainings and seminars or schedule for tutoring, check availability or schedule today. Spots are limited. Ooh, okay. And on here, when you go click on here, some of the things that they have is they have tutoring consultants, tutoring online via Google Meet, tutoring for homeschool, homeschooling for parents, CPR, first aid, AED, BLS, hybrid training, and then instructor-led heart saver and BLS training. That's pretty dope. That's a lot of different services, and it looks like a lot of this is offered online. So definitely go on the website and check that out, especially the tutors. That tutoring is big. Schedule a consultation if you have a child who is needing help. It's never too early or too late to get help if they need help. Like, go ahead and reach out, get help. I've seen the results of what tutoring can do for a child. It's definitely something that stood out for me. CJ, you know what time it is, right?
What time is it?
It's birthday, child.
Wow.
Oh, it's birthday.
Well, it's so great.
Ooh. Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Come through with it. Come through with it.
Okay. So, you know today is one of my favorite singers of all time, right? The legendary. I mean legendary. Her voice just, do it. The legendary Billie Holiday.
Child. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. She's an Aries. She is. That's why she was feisty. She's an Aries.
Yeah.
Patricia Belcher's birthday is today. I love all the roles that she plays. Thank you, Madam Belcher, for your birthday. Mr. Bill Bellamy's birthday is today.
Okay.
I wouldn't have pictured him as Aries. I never realized he was an Aries until today. I had him pegged as two other signs, but he's an Aries. The Barber twins, Tiki and Rondé Barber, their birthday is today. David Daniel Atunga, I believe he's a wrestler. His birthday is today. Did I miss anybody? Make sure I didn't miss anybody. She couldn't turn you off. Yep, we got a couple of more people. Peter Clark, a.k.a. Clark Peters. I don't know who that is. I probably know who that is, and she's probably going to yell at me later on when she tells me who that is, and then I'm going to recognize who that is. But off the top of my head, I'm not sure who that is. Then also Mr. Ronnie Wilson, his birthday is today. And then this guy, I don't know who he is. So, yeah, he's not going to be an Instagram rap artist for me. That's going to get called out on this show. Happy birthday to, my homeboy, Smoke, one of his kids' birthday is today. You got any birthdays today or this week that you're aware of, that you know, that you want to celebrate?
This week. Yeah, half my family.
All right, well, we got time. If you got any birthdays you want to call in, we still got about 5 or 6 minutes. The call-in number is 319-527-6703. If you want to call and give a shout-out, birthday shout-out, we got about 7 minutes. So that number is 319-527-6703. After we wrap up birthdays, we are going to get to our main topic. I knew she was going to come tell me. I knew who the hell this man was. Oh. They could have used a better picture what they put up there for him. That's all I'm going to say. Right. Like, they could have gave him a better picture. Like, if you don't tell me I know somebody, then the picture they gave him, he looked like he just got finished doing a line of coke and a shot of heroin.
They caught him at a bad time.
Right. Clearly. He was probably crossing the street because of New York, distress. His kids was probably wanting something. His grandkids was probably calling him at the same time.
Forgot his
he had all the stress of the world on his shoulders at that moment.
The world's worst picture you could ever put up for somebody. And they put that as his birthday picture. What the fuck?
He's got to have a life lesson.
What the fuck? Yo, whoever's publishers needs to be fired. How the fuck is that your birthday picture, bro?
That's an after picture that you can heal.
Bro, how the fuck is that your birthday picture? Nobody looked at your birthday like you. That got read by the fuck nobody ever. Yo.
I mean, you said the meme for which is like after the retrograde.
That, man, nobody like that dude. If that's what they let slide by that's his birthday picture online. Like on a public domain website. Thank you. That's the picture. Bro, his publicist should be told the defamation of character.
When the universe is done with you, after the universe gave you all the years.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to roast this man because he is a very talented individual. Okay. Like, he looked like he just came out of wardrobe for real. I'm sorry, y'all. I hate the production manager sometimes. She can get me on the table, I think she intentionally does shit to just see if it catches my eye.
Yeah,
you do not. Go away. The fuck? Like, you look at me sending me shit. I'm like, there's no way she didn't think that I was going to just breeze past that shit. Like, bro, the picture they got of this, like...
Apparently you do know who that is. Like, what did they do? Like,
I don't know who that is.
In the picture.
Like, he's smiling. Like, he looks like he's supposed to be happy in this picture. And everything else, other than his lips, look like distress. Have you ever seen somebody who looks like they're trying to smile, but their kids are stressing them the fuck out, and they don't know what to do other than just smile?
Oh, the borderline cry.
No, you can't even find a tear. Like, that tear is not even in your body. Like, your soul is dry. Like, you are just numb. Like, all you got
is the face of the planet, and there's just the shell left.
Yeah. That's what I said. His publicist should be fired.
Absolutely.
There is.
He looks like a soulless corpse. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's it. He just a soulless corpse at this time. All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into our main topic, and our main topic tonight is: does this generation even value relationships? And if you want to call in tonight, go ahead and write the number down. I'll give it to you again: 319-527-6703. Again, that is 319-527-6703. And if you would like to chime in after we come out of this commercial break, you will be more than welcome to come on and give your opinion and your thoughts about this topic. But we'll be right back after this.
What we're going to do now is go back.
Feeling all right. Oh, girl, to the party over here, girl.
also has down here a notary service. So if you go down here, it says public notary. From notarized documents to officiating your wedding, a notary is available to use, available to provide services in the state of Florida. Here they have signed, itemized documentation, multiple documentation, marriage officiant, and remote support services. So if you need those things, check out their notary link there for Taylor Services. All right, y'all, we're getting ready to get into our main topic. And if you would like to call in tonight, the number is 319-527-6703. Again, that is 319-527-6703. And we're going to get into the topic of, does this generation even care about relationships? So when I say this generation, I don't mean like the kids of this generation or the elders of this generation or the middle-aged folks. I mean everyone alive, like that you are coming in contact with, your sphere of influence. Do you get the sense that these people care about the relationship that you have with them? And when I say relationship, I want to preference this not in a sexual committed, this is my wife, this is my girlfriend, this is my spouse, this is my children, this is my mother. Because even those relationships are always great. But I want to take away the title of these relationships, and I want us to focus on just relationships. Co-workers, people you constantly see at the bank, the people you constantly interact with at your local post office, at your local gas station, at your local movie theater, at your local grocery store, at your favorite hobby spot, at your favorite dance hall, your favorite bar, whatever it is you do, your local mechanic shop. Do you value those relationships? Because I hear a lot of people today, and it doesn't sound to me like we value relationships. And it's my opinion. It's my unobjective opinion, because I'm looking at, I'm watching, and I'm interacting with people on a daily basis, and I'm absolutely consistently think that if the narrative doesn't specifically garner towards what they want, need, or desire, then the person that they're now either dealing with or around is discardable, good and or bad. And so I'm questioning the validity of what the principle and the purpose of these relationships that we say that we're not building. What are they built based on? Are they only one-sided and selfish, or are they fair and equitable? CJ, what's your thought about this?
Excuse me. Personally, I feel that the art of relationship and connectivity with each other is being lost daily. Simply because people don't care. I feel like people are desensitized from caring. Like, if I care about you, then it takes away from what I have going on. So I'm only going to care about me. Because caring about you is going to take away from me. It's not going to help me. It's just going to take away. And I think that a lot of people are looking at the world more selfishly in that sense. And it's kind of sad because it's definitely a trauma response. It's a trauma response, I would say. So I'm not going to allow you in. I'm just going to, you know, see you for who you are right here in my face, and then when you're gone, it doesn't matter anymore. You don't particularly matter anyway, because I only saw you for these couple of seconds. You made your purchase, you left.
You know, and I come from a time in a generation where, a time and a place where people were just taught and believed that everybody was at least due the greeting of the day. And you gave everybody just decent human moral respect, if anything.
Oh, that is not the same.
So that's now out of the window?
For me personally, no. I have absolutely noticed that if I'm walking down the street and I'm smiling and saying hello to people, I'm not receiving that same hello back.
Oh, we don't even do that anymore. Like speaking to people.
That is not being reciprocated. And
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Wow.
I thought, you know,
okay.
Is
there something in my teeth? What did I do?
You know, I'm from a state where they say, you know, 10 people go get on the elevator together. First of all, in most states, 10 people get on the elevator, they're not doing that, right? But it's like, they say like 10 people get on the elevator in North Carolina, then, you know, like a group of friends just got off once we get to whatever floor we're getting to.
Then what floor are you going to? That's how the conversation starts. I'm not from there. All
right. So, like, for me, you know, and it's funny because even, you know, people who meet me, they say, you know, you've never met a stranger. And I'm like, it's not that I've never met. There are absolutely some people that I absolutely intend to get away from or even not even interact and give them any of my energy. And it's funny because when people who know me see it, they're like, wow, what is it about that person? You know, it really is awesome. So I try not to do it too, I guess, noticeably. Now, because people actually, I've seen people now react to how I react to certain things. I've learned to really kind of like control my energy around people. But when I'm looking at relationships, and I mean, when I say relationships, because I think people get so focused on when you say the word relationship, I don't think they look at the definition of the word relationship. I'm actually defining the word relationship tonight so that we are all having this conversation from the same viewpoint. So I'm just going to go with the Oxford language variation. And it says it's a noun, the way in which two or more concepts, I want you to hear this, concepts, objects, or people are connected, or the state of being connected. Other relationships, mm-hmm. The state of being connected by blood or marriage, and then the way in which two or more people are regarding behavior towards each other. Okay, so for me, I'm going with the very first definition of this word, how it's complete, the basics of relationships. The way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected, or the state of being connected. Because what I mean by that, if you have a car and that car takes you to work, you and that car have a relationship. So in that relationship, do you put in the right gas? Do you do the regular maintenance? Do you still say like, when we're talking about relationships, do we value the relationship? Are we investing back into the relationship? Like I can tell you, my male guy, he can spot me anywhere in the city because I speak to him every single day, no matter where I'm at. If I'm power walking through the park, if I'm coming up the trail riding my bike, if I'm coming around the corner, if I'm sitting on the front porch, when I see him for the day, if I'm getting my child off the bus for school, he still gets a greeting of the day the first time that I see him. He's going to service my neighborhood, my community. He's going to be bringing sensitive documentation. I'm going to want, matter of fact, when we first moved here, because they originally changed the mail address for 6 months, he looked out for every house on the street in the system and made sure we were good for 6 months and told us when things because of the relationship that people built with him. Not because he had to, but because he felt like people cared, he was invested back into that community. Like, what are we investing back into each other? We're pulling so much out of these relationships. And I'm hearing this on both sides, men and women. Transgenders and I'm like, we want everybody to be open and available and emotionally intelligent and all of these things. What are we investing back into the community ourselves? After we ask and sometimes demand what we want in these relationships. Because I hear a lot of demands. Do you even care about the relationship? Because I hear demands that you care. Is he good enough if he doesn't have six figures anymore? If six figures dry up, if he's still good enough? EJ, talk to the people. I don't want them to just think it's just me. But what's your thoughts?
That was a very valid point. If he, you know, the six-figure job, but it's no longer here, do you still care about that person? You should. If your relationship foundation was solid, whether they make money or not make money, that shouldn't be an issue. But we don't build solid foundations anymore. That is the downfall of 98% of relationships. Be it friendships or even, like, you know, family ships, I guess you can say, or, like, you know, regular intimate relationships, what have you. Like, even business relationships, it's the lack of communication and full understanding on all party sides where the risks start to come in and take place. Like, I think that if we all learn to actively listen, and then practice caring, because some of us should really practice caring.
They need to go back and watch the Care Bears. I think they taught my generation to care a little too much, but I think they made this generation a little numb as fuck, like, bro. Like.
And it's funny because it's like this generation is sensitive to everything, right? Like, they're sensitive to everything, but they care about nothing. If that makes sense. Is that valid? Like,
no, that's valid. Yeah.
Because, like, I feel a lot of, I feel responses from this generation. I feel this, I feel that, I feel this. But then when we actually talk about the facts of it, when we talk about the circumstances, the why, the reason, the behaviors, the different things that go into all of it, then it's all of a sudden, I don't care. So,
or this is just the way I am.
This is the disconnect for me with the relationships, because if we're saying we don't care, then how do we value something that we say we don't care about?
Yeah.
And this is not a one-side conversation, guys. Y'all are welcome to get in tonight. The number is 319-527-6703. So we're only going to stay on this for maybe another few minutes, and we're going to move on to, I do have some other things that I do want to get into tonight before we close out this beautiful show. But what are your thoughts? Does this generation even care about relationships? You can chime in through all of our different platforms. Again, go through DJ's Roundtable. You can definitely come into our chat room here through Blog Talk Radio. You can do this. Have they banned TikTok yet? Is it still legal? I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, no clue. I was never a TikTok girl.
Okay. Well, if we still legally own TikTok and have a TikTok page, you can go there. You can go to Instagram and wherever else our social media platforms are for those of you who follow us. because I don't know none of this shit. I couldn't tell you a single social media platform that we are responsible for on purpose. Listen, it's funny because I want to say this. Since we're talking about relationships and like even the value of them, because like in this past like 6 months, like even for me, the relationships that I cared about because of so many things, moving pieces in life that was going on, like there was a strain for me to get the value, equal value time with the people that were important to me, you know, because of the strain of different things that I was allowing myself to be, you know, just trying to manage all of life and figure it all out and get to a point where it all worked amazing. And so the one thing that I sat back and I looked at, I said, out of all the things that I was doing, the most detrimental thing to me was that the thing that I valued the most was my relationship, and they weren't getting what they were needing. And that's when, for me, that's when the shift for me took place, because it's the value of the relationship that I was lacking. It had nothing to do with the importance of all the other things that we have to do on day-to-day life. Those things are going to be there. But at the end of the day, if those persons aren't here anymore, then what? You know, those people that you value at a moment's notice, all of those things can be gone. And did you, for me, did I get to say the things that I wanted to say the last time I talked to that person? Did we end on a good note? Do I feel positive about our relationship when I ended that phone call or that last time that we saw each other or that last embrace? Those are the things that matter to me. So in my relationships, I'm adamant about making sure that my relationships are on good footing, not because I don't feel like that I've done what I needed to do for them to be on good footing, but I care enough to make sure that they are on good footing. And I think so many of us take light of believing that just because we're in a person's life that it's just good footing. You know, oh, that's my best friend, so it's just good. Or that's my sister, so it's just good. That's my brother, and it's just good. Or that's my spouse, and so things are just good. That's my grandparents. They're supposed to do those things. Like, I think that we have confused the relationship, and we have put false delusion or expectations on these relationships because we don't no longer know and understand how to be in a relationship, individually and collectively. We're no longer relationship-centric as a people. We're no longer community-driven. It's me. It's self. It's I. So that's my take on it. CJ, you can wrap up the last few of that, because I'm good on this.
I would just say, personally, relationships are very important. I really wish that people would take the time out to actually connect with those around them, not the ones that you have the title for, because you're already supposed to be working on those. Like, those should already be solid because you put a title. So those should already be actively working in my world. At least that's how I process things. But the ones that you don't necessarily, you know, call every day or even see every day, the cashier at the Walmart, you know, the person that helped you find the produce in the grocery store, the nail tech, any everybody, those are those relationships matter. Those people matter. Yes, they're there to do a service, but they matter and they care.
Mm-hmm. Because also understand, just because they matter and they care, this is also Aries season. So, of course, you can shut the fuck up talking to me.
Absolutely. Oh, please catch me while I can.
I had to do that one because, you know, it's Aries season. I gotta make it. I wouldn't be me if I didn't mess with you. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back, right after this. Oh, any fun? Oh, it went away. We're not taking a commercial break. I can't even find the song that I was about to play. Everything just went the whole studio just quit.
Oh.
It has. All right, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Turn
her shit off.
thought you loved me, man.
Oh, I love you, man. I love you, man. I got your dog. I got you. But now we at the end of the show, man. Before we get out of here, let me do a shout-out to Taylor Creations. Let me do them real quick. Our branding, marketing, and promotional product services can help you build a strong online community presence, engaging your audience, and drive more traffic to your website and business. And they definitely do that. When you go look at them, they have a couple of things here. It's Taylor Creations inspired by you. So they have their branding, which is logo creations, catchy slogans, setting you apart, meaningful things towards your business. They also have developing your dream website. So if you need website building, they have that. Also, they do promotional products and advertising. They offer a wide range of marketing advertising services, business cards, flyers, videography, posters, postcards, shirts, pins, and et cetera. One of the items that they have is the candle that you'll see that they have on there, which I actually have all over the studio today that's going. And this is called the Springtime and Caribbean Candle. It's a 4-ounce jar glass, and it's $4 or $7 on the website. So there are different things you can do. If you have any questions or concerns, they have a customer service line. That number is 833-366-6559. All righty, CJ, I got all the business stuff out the way. We can now wrap up.
Nope, nope, nope. There's one more. I forgot it, too.
What?
I personally forgot to shout out the person who made my crown look so heavenly.
Oh, that's hey, come on.
Y'all, listen, Taylor Crowns is located in Tallahassee, currently. Amazing. My hair looks lovely. Currently, I'm wearing braids. Amazing time. Definitely an experience. Check her out.
For me, I love her focus on this one. It says 1 Corinthians 11:15. But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is giving her a cover. Book your appointment today to allow your opportunity to adjust and tailor your crown to complement your pretty face.
Oh, see, I gotta get off. Y'all ain't finna have me out here being emotional. Stuff from the air. I get paid to be a G. I ain't even bring out not to feel good today. Like, I kept it real G. Real G. Y'all be trying to get me in my fillers. And I like my fillers. Y'all ain't going to keep me all emotional on the show all the time. We're going to have some dedications and some thank you, as always. So before we get ready to close out and CJ get her word of the day together, the reason why I do a lot of thank you stuff in the month of April is my birthday month. And before I get out of here on vacation for my birthday towards the end of the month, I always like to thank the important people in my life. I'm thankful, man. I want to say this, just being around CJ for her birthday and my family and all of the different people who just got to participate with her for her birthday, one of the things that I reflected on is being thankful for the people who are in my life at the present. No matter your capacity, no matter your role, no matter your title, no matter your whatever it is, the people who are just a part of my life, like that, whether you are a fan, whether you personally know me, whatever the reason is, like, I just want to take the time to say thank you. Thank you for being you.
Thank you for being the best version of you every time that there's an opportunity to be you and present you to the world. So many times, because so many of us are not getting the accolades that we feel like we deserve, that we feel like what we do or have done is minimalized. And I want to tell you tonight that everything that you are and everything that you have been is good enough. There is a person out there who is looking for a person just like you. Find your you person. Find your person who is going to go through every battle, every fight, every step of the way with you, that they will fight to get there before you so that they can be strong for you once you get there. Find something that means something. And if you don't know what that is, it's okay to stop and reflect on what that is until you figure it out. Love is a choice. Pay is a choice. I choose to love. E-L-E. All
right, CJ, what's your word of the day, baby? I know you got one ready.
My word of the day. I was going to be petty. I'm sorry.
No. Please be petty. I like petty
petty. No word of the day. If you believe within your heart, you'll know that no one can change the path that you must go. Believe what you feel and know your rights, because as time will come around, when you'll be sure, just listen. The whole point of that whole little stanza was for you to just believe and know within yourself that, like, you have the power to control whatever it is. You have the power to control yourself. You have to believe those things. And you have to wake up every day knowing that you are important, that you matter, and that you are loved. And if you can believe those things within yourself, you can conquer the world. I love you all. Have a good night.
Oh, I see you have a soapbox tonight. I like it.
My word of the night is demand intimacy. Not sex. Not unsolicited act sexual exploitation. But intimacy. Reconnect with those that you need to connect with. Hold hands with people. Have dinner facing each other and laugh and giggle. Play music and dance around. Do some crafting. Go bowling. Lay on the couch and watch a movie and eat some popcorn. Cook dinner and breakfast and lunch together. Run each other a bubble bath. Give each other a massage. Oil each other's body. Let's get back to intimacy within our relationships, servicing one another, loving one another, catering to one another, blissfully enjoying and losing ourselves in one another. We get so focused on sex, job, money, career. But we forget the most important thing we have is the ability to connect with one another, to have a friend, confidant, partner.
Amen. every day, every day, every day, my heart.